Hello, and welcome back to our very, very special study, what I think is an incredibly exciting and gratifying study of the 70 weeks of Daniel chapter 9. You know, I've produced several videos on this now, and I want to thank you for taking advantage of watching these. Hopefully, the thoughts that I'm presenting to you will be helpful to you. Hopefully, they will help you to understand the scriptures so much better. And so, what I want to do now, and I've touched on this in some of the other videos, of how important it is to realize there is not a gap of so far 2,000 years between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel. Now, I've shared with you that since Daniel chapter 9, 24 and following, is based upon the festal calendar of Israel, the calendar established in Leviticus chapter 23. Then there was of necessity a short interim, a one generational gap, actually, I believe, due to the symbolism, between Pentecost and Rosh Hashanah. It was a one generational period of time. But when our dispensational friends tell us, well, you know, Jesus came to establish the kingdom, and he offered the kingdom to the Jews. But due to the Jewish rejection and rebellion of the kingdom, that made it, to use Thomas Ice's words, impossible for God to establish the kingdom. Therefore, we are told by the dispensational world, and this is the view of John Walver, Dwight Pentecost, Merrill Unger, Boy, the name just completely left me. You know, old age, whatever. But every leading dispensationalist, Mark Hitchcock, all of these men tell us, due to Jewish rejection, due to Jewish unbelief, it made it impossible for God to establish the kingdom. Therefore, the prophetic countdown of Daniel chapter 9. Now, here's what you have to understand. Our dispensational friends tell us that 469 years brings us right down to the baptism of Jesus. But due to Jewish rebellion, that countdown was interrupted, suspended, postponed, whatever word you'd like to use. But we are now in an interim, unforeseen, unpredicted age called the church age, sometimes called the age of grace. Now, listen to me very carefully. When I've shared this with different people at different times, I have had people tell me, no, dispensationalists don't believe that. And I can document this from virtually any leading dispensationalist, and that's this fact. They do not believe. Dispensationalists, the major leading dispensationalists, do not believe that the church was predicted, it was not foretold, it was not prophesied anywhere in the Old Testament. Now, really, honestly, you have to catch the power of that. Because Paul said that as he preached the mystery of God, which was Jew and Gentile equality, in the body of Christ, the church, said he preached that mystery from the Old Covenant prophets, Romans 16, 25 and 26. And he said he taught nothing but what was found in Moses, the law, and the prophets, Acts 24, 13 through 15. And so, when we are told that the church was never foretold, even though Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that it was God's eternal purpose, purposed in Christ before the foundation of the world, to gather together all things in one body in Christ. Well, what is that one body? Well, according to Ephesians chapter 1, 21 and 22, the one body is the church of the living God. This was purposed in Christ before the foundation of the world. It is therefore simply wrong. It's untenable, that is to say, it's indefensible to say the church was never prophesied. That alone is enough to dispel and to completely destroy the dispensational view that there is a 2,000-year gap between the 69th and the 70th week. So, even though I've already mentioned this gap in one of the previous videos, over the next two videos, I want to share with you a series of 10 charts that I developed some years ago to examine the question and to challenge the doctrine of the dispensational world that says there is a gap. And you must realize how critical to the dispensational view that gap truly is. Thomas Ice says, well, if there is not a gap between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9 in the text of Daniel 9. Now, let me emphasize that. Thomas Ice says there is a gap of 2,000 plus years in the text of Daniel 9. So we ought to be able to read in the text of Daniel 9 about a gap. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no such gap. So, what I want to do, again, over the next two videos, is to examine and to present to you a series of arguments, a series of logical arguments that employs what's known as the modus ponens form of argumentation. The modus ponens form of argumentation says, if this is true, then this is true. Okay? And so, I want to approach it from this perspective because, number one, this is a very powerful form of argumentation. It is recognized as a legitimate form of logical argumentation. So beginning with that, okay, laying that groundwork out there, consider the following, chart number one. If there is a gap in the text of Daniel chapter 9, of so far 2,000 years, and if Jesus knew that there was a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week, okay, if there is a gap, and if Jesus knew about it, then when Jesus announced and said, the kingdom or the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. Now, wait a minute. What did he say? The time is fulfilled. F.F. Bruce wrote a little book some years ago entitled, The Time is Fulfilled. And he commented on Jesus' statement. And he said, for Jesus to be able to make the comment, the time is fulfilled, it must mean, it demands that there was some foregoing prophecy that Jesus knew about, that the Jews recognized, that would give some kind of a temporal countdown so that it could be justifiably said, the time is fulfilled. Now, if Daniel chapter 9 foretold 490 years, and if 469 years brings us down to Jesus' baptism, then it is little wonder, listen to me carefully, it is little wonder that Jesus said, the time is fulfilled. Oh, but wait. Remember, the dispensational world says the 469 years brings us to the baptism. Well, you know, folks, that means if the 469 years brings us to the baptism, then the gap should have started at Jesus's baptism, but he hadn't been rejected yet. Therefore, you cannot argue that it was Jewish rebellion that suspended the countdown, because the countdown brings you 469 years to the baptism of Jesus, and he wasn't rejected for 3 years. Thus, if there is a gap of so far 2,000 years, then it's between the 70 and a half week and the last half of the 70th week. But you see, the dispensational world can't have that. Because in their paradigm, they've got to have the rapture of the church, the unplanned, unpredicted, unprophesied entity. They've got to have the rapture of the church, and then the appearance of the man of sin, who signs a peace treaty with Israel, allows them to rebuild the temple, and after 3.5 weeks, you know, in the 70th week of Daniel 9. So in the dispensational paradigm, The 70th week doesn't begin until the rapture. Do you see the problem here? This is really, really serious. But the dispensationalists tell us the countdown didn't or was not interrupted until the middle of the 70th week. Jesus' personal ministry lasted approximately 3.5 years, and for the majority of his ministry, the Jews loved him. In John chapter 6, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and make him king, he withdrew himself, which kind of dispels the idea that they rejected him, doesn't it? As I pointed out in an earlier video, the Jews never rejected Jesus until Jesus first rejected their offer of the kingdom. And the question therefore becomes, why did Jesus reject their offer and then them subsequently and consequently reject him? It's because they were each. Jesus was teaching and offering one kind of a kingdom. They wanted a different kind of a kingdom. They wanted an earthly kingdom. And Jesus said, no, I want nothing of it. So, when we look closely at the dispensational paradigm, they cannot have the rejection of the kingdom resulting in the postponement of the kingdom until the middle of the 70th week. Because remember, 69th week brings us to the baptism of Jesus. And for approximately 3 years, everything's going great. No rejection, no rebellion. They did not reject Jesus for the first 3 years. Since they did not reject him for the first 3 years, there was no postponement for the first 3 years. Or even if you wanted to say, oh well, as some dispensationalists do, by the way, the Jews didn't reject Jesus until about 1.5 years into his ministry. Okay, that still messes up the dispensational countdown. But I must go on. If there is a gap of so far 2,000 years, in Daniel 9, in the text of Daniel chapter 9, and if Jesus knew about it, and why wouldn't he, ladies and gentlemen? Then when he announced the nearness of the kingdom, that is the end of the 70th week, he was lying to his audience. Because number one, Jesus knew he was going to be rejected. When Jesus stood before Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And he said, you've well spoken. For this reason was I born. For this reason did I come into the world. In Matthew 20 and 28, Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Okay, Jesus came to die. He knew he was going to die. He knew that Daniel 9:26 foretold his death. Knowing that Daniel 9 foretold his death, then how could Jesus say, if there's a gap, if there is a gap in Daniel 9:24 and following of 2,000 years, how could Jesus say the kingdom of heaven has drawn near? Because He should have known. No, it wasn't near. The time was not fulfilled. There had to be a 2,000-year countdown. This is pretty serious stuff. So let's move on. Chart number two. If there is a gap in the text, as Thomas Hise says, if there is a gap in the text of Daniel chapter 9, and Jesus knew about it, but didn't know how long the gap was, then his knowledge of Daniel 9 is imputed. Are we supposed to believe that the Word, who was with God and was God in the beginning, John chapter 1, 1 and 2, are we supposed to believe that Jesus, who helped inspire Daniel chapter 9, are we supposed to believe he did not know how long that gap was? But the fact is, Jesus thought he knew what time it was, right? The kingdom of heaven has drawn near. The time is fulfilled. Now, since Jesus thought he knew what time it was, and since he emphatically declared that the time was fulfilled, and since he explicitly said the kingdom of heaven is drawn near, then Jesus knew something about Daniel chapter 9, and he knew more than our dispensational friends. If Jesus was right, ladies and gentlemen, then there's not a gap in the text of Daniel chapter 9. And of course, our dispensational friends say, well, he came at just the right time. He came to establish the kingdom. But unfortunately, as Thomas says, we know the tragic reality, the Jews rejected him. Let me say this again, ladies and gentlemen. This cannot be overemphasized. Jesus knew the Jews were going to reject him. Jesus knew he was going to die. In spite of that knowledge, fully encompassing that knowledge, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh. And you see, the reason for that is because the kingdom of heaven would be built upon the chief cornerstone. And as Psalms 118 says, the stone which the builders rejected is become the chief cornerstone. Chief cornerstone of what? The Messianic temple. The kingdom temple. And so right there in Israel's prophecies are the prophecies of the rejection of Messiah, and based upon that rebellion, based upon encompassing that unbelief and rejection, was nonetheless the prediction of the establishment of the kingdom. So, one more time, if there is a gap, and if Jesus knew about that gap of 2,000 years, but he really didn't know how long it was after all, then his knowledge of Daniel chapter 9 is impugned because he thought he knew the prophecy of Daniel. He thought he knew what time it was. And he said what time it was. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven has drawn near. Chart number three. If there is a gap in Daniel chapter 9, in the text, as Thomas Hise claims, now, you know, this particular chart hit me like a thunderbolt some years ago. I mean, it was just like, holy cow, my goodness gracious. If there's a gap, in other words, if Daniel chapter 9 says, okay, 469 years, going to bring you to the baptism of Jesus, but now insert 2,000 years in it, and the kingdom cannot be established until the end of that 2,000 years and counting. You know, just this week, as I make this video, the week that I make this video, someone sent me a link to a blog post by some dispensationalists who were talking about the postponement, but who were talking about the postponement is over. And one poster after another says, I had prayed to the Lord to let me live to see the rapture. Praise the Lord. I will see it because it will happen within a week. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there was one post after another exactly like that. One individual said, I have received a prophetic word to confirm the prediction that the rapture will occur within just a year or two. I mean, it was unbelievable. The paranoia, the excitement, yes. The enthusiasm, yes. But not one single person was appealing to Scripture and exegesis. It was all about emotions. And it was all based. Oh, they would occasionally appeal to Daniel 9, saying, the postponement is over. The delay is over. The time has come. Ladies and gentlemen, how many more times are we going to have to witness and experience the failure of all of this fear-mongering and these failed predictions that this is it, this is the time of the end. We are living in the last generation. 1980s, countdown to Armageddon. 1988, 88 reasons why the rapture will be in 1988. Oops. Up, recalculation, 89 reasons why the rapture will be in 1989. Ready to rebuild, said Randall Price, speaking of the Messianic Temple, and he wrote that book in 1992. Ladies and gentlemen, how many more times do we have to endure all of these false prophecies until the modern day church wakes up and says, enough! There is no gap of 2,000 years and counting. Listen, if world history continues for another 1,000 years, and it will, it may be bleak. You know, I'm making this film just a day or two after the Ukrainian invasion by Russia. There is fear that we're standing on the precipice of war. And a lot of people are saying, oh, this is the beginning of Gog and Magog. It is no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. The battle of Gog and Magog ended in AD 70. And I don't have time to develop that. The point being this. As I make this video, and as the world is concerned, but when Gog and Magog does not take place, when the rapture does not take place, and we extrapolate ourselves 1,000 years, 500 years, into the future, where America may no longer exist, for that matter. Russia may no longer exist. What will the dispensationalists be saying? Oh, this is it. This is the generation. They will simply wave their hand. You know, this has been going on for generations now, ladies and gentlemen. When World War I was on the horizon, this is it. Didn't happen. When World War II came, this is it. Didn't happen. When the Korean War started, this is it. Oh, look, there's China invading Korea. This is it. we were assured. Didn't happen. We were told Nixon was the Antichrist. We were told Reagan was the Antichrist. We were told Obama was the Antichrist. And of course, we were told Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Over and over and over, we hear these false prophecies. How many false prophecies did Harold Camping make, ladies and gentlemen, and collect literally millions of dollars convincing people the rapture was going to occur within a year, within 6 months, or what have you? I sat and I personally watched Jack Van Impe make the prediction that the end of the world would be in 1999. I sat and watched as John Hagee on Benny Hinn's program said, and he made the prediction in 1999, the rapture could occur within 6 months. And Benny Hinn was like, are you sure? And he said, all of the signs are there. It's that close, ladies and gentlemen. And do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, every one of these predictions is based upon the doctrine of a gap of 2,000 years in the text of Daniel chapter 9. Every single one of them. That's the underlying foundational doctrine of all modern day predictions that the end is at hand. So you see, that's why I'm going over these charts and sharing with you the fact there is no gap between the 69th and the 70th week. There is no 2,000-year gap between the 70-and-a-half week and the last half of the 70th week. The 70 weeks ended in AD 70. But let me go back over chart number 3 one more time and move on. If there is a gap in Daniel chapter 9, then if Jesus offered the kingdom to Israel, okay? So there's a gap between the 69th and the 70th week. The 69th week, baptism of Jesus. 2,000-year gap. That means that the kingdom could not have been near when Jesus said it was. Because after all, if you go to the baptism of Jesus and there's a 2,000-year gap until the end of the 70th week, the kingdom cannot be established until the end of the 70th week. That means that the establishment of the kingdom is way, 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 way beyond Jesus' statement. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven is drawn near. You know what that means? That means that when Jesus offered the kingdom to Israel in the first century, as all dispensationalists say he did, then since the kingdom could not be established until the end of the 70th week, and the end of the 70th week, according to the gap, the supposed gap in the text of Daniel 9, that means the Jews could not accept the offer of the kingdom until the end of the 2,000 or 3,000 or 10,000-year gap. Because the gap had to take place. And the gap is so far 2,000 years. So John was wrong to declare the kingdom of heaven is drawn near because it was still 2,000 years away when he baptized Jesus. And Jesus was wrong, deluded, ignorant, something, when he said the time is fulfilled. Because the time obviously was not fulfilled because there was 2,000 years to come before the kingdom could be established. You see the problem. And I made mention of this fact several years ago. I believe it's 2,000 years, if memory serves me correct. I had a two-day formal debate with Thomas Ice and Mark Hitchcock. I presented the charts that I'm sharing with you now in that debate. I could read the facial expressions on on both Thomas Ice's face and Mark Hitchcock, and I'll guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a brag, it's just a fact. They were stunned. At the end of my presentation, when it was their turn to respond, they literally just sat at their table. Neither man got up. Neither man wanted to say a word. The host of the debate finally addressed Thomas Ice and Mark Hitchcock, saying, "Would either one of you men like to address what Preston just offered?" And they kind of looked at each other furtively and said, "No, we didn't hear a single verse quoted or cited. Therefore, we don't have to respond to it." Ladies and gentlemen, I've been involved in an awful lot of debates in my years. And you could not have witnessed a more palpable admission of their inability to answer the arguments. They knew it. I knew it. Everyone there knew it. And everyone who has watched that debate, the debate is available on my website, donkpreston.com, bibleprophecy.com. Everyone who has watched that debate and witnessed their refusal to even discuss these issues knows that they realized they had no answer. Okay, chart number four. Now, we've talked about if there is a gap. Let's talk about if there is no gap. If there is no gap of so far 2,000 years in the text of Daniel chapter 9, then Jesus was absolutely right to say the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, that means that Jesus was saying the end of the 70th week was near. Pardon me. Because if the kingdom would be established at the end of the 70th week, and if Jesus said the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of heaven is drawn near, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That means there is no gap. And if there is no gap, then he was absolutely right in what he said. Now, I'll get to this in a moment, but if there is no gap, and if Jesus was right, and dispensationalism says he was right when he said that, then they turn around and say, well, he was right when he said it then, but Jewish rebellion caused the postponement. You know what that says? Listen to me. If Jesus was accurate, true, proper, and right, when he said the kingdom of heaven is drawn near, the time is fulfilled, then he was right to say that the end of the 70th week was near, which means there was no gap in Daniel 9. Because if there was a gap, he couldn't say it was at hand. But if he was right, if he was accurate in saying the kingdom of heaven is fulfilled, the time is fulfilled, then let's guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There was no gap in the text of Daniel chapter 9. And as Thomas Ice himself says, if there is no gap between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9, then dispensationalism falls to the ground. Thus, when the dispensationalist says Jesus was right, he was accurate, he was telling the truth when he said the kingdom of heaven has drawn near, the time is fulfilled. But if he was accurate and true when he said that, there was no gap in Daniel chapter 9. And again, if there's no gap in Daniel chapter 9, dispensationalism is completely, totally, 100% falsified. There's no way out of it. So let me finish this one argument. If there's no gap, and Jesus was right, and again, dispensationalists say he was right when he said that, then if the kingdom was not established at that time, then Daniel's prophecy failed, because after all, Jesus said the time was fulfilled. But if the time was fulfilled, there's no gap. So if the kingdom was not established within that at-hand temporal context, The context and framework established by Daniel 9, where there is no gap. So if the kingdom was not established within the framework that Daniel established, which Jesus said was present, then Daniel's prophecy failed. Because Daniel foretold the establishment of the kingdom in the first century. If there's no gap. And Jesus' declaration that the kingdom had drawn near was true. Therefore, there's no gap. And again, dispensationalism falls to the ground. Okay, finally, there'll be another video with other charts, but chart number 5. If there is no gap in Daniel 9, but the kingdom was postponed, remember, that means the prophecy of Daniel 9, which does not contain a gap, failed because it set the time for the kingdom. That time for the kingdom came and went, and the kingdom was not postponed or was not established at the time established by Daniel. That means Daniel failed. But the kingdom was, if the kingdom was postponed, then the Lord created a gap that was not originally in the text of Daniel chapter 9. So that means that Daniel's original prediction failed. Because remember, Jesus was telling the truth, according to dispensationalism, when he said the kingdom of heaven is drawn near. But if he was telling the truth when he said the kingdom of heaven is drawn near, the time is fulfilled, then there was no gap. So if, when the Jews rejected Jesus, God created a gap, then the prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 failed because he did not have a gap. He set the time as the first century. So God had to set aside Daniel chapter 9 and that framework, that time frame, that schedule, and say, well, I know that I told Daniel it was going to be in the first century, but I didn't count on the Jews rejecting Jesus, even though Daniel 9:26 predicted it. Therefore, I'm going to postpone the kingdom until just the right time, even though God said it was just the right time in the first century. Do you catch that? Let me read this one more time. If there is no gap in Daniel 9, but the kingdom was postponed due to Jewish unbelief, then the Lord created a gap that was not originally in Daniel 9. But that means that Daniel's original prediction failed because Daniel's original vision set the time for the first century. But that also means that Jesus failed because he said the time was fulfilled. And thus we have 5 charts here, ladies and gentlemen, considering if there is a gap or if there is not a gap. When we look at the issue logically, when we look at the issue textually, there is simply no way to posit a gap of 2,000 years between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9 and to maintain the deity of Jesus and the inspiration of Scripture. This is very serious indeed. And we've got a whole lot more, got 5 more charts to consider in this regard. So in the meantime, I hope you get a copy of my book, Seal Up Vision and Prophecy, and 70 Weeks Are Determined for the Resurrection. Both of those books deal with the gap. Both of those books deal with the fact and deal with the text of Daniel 9 and how Daniel was quite emphatic, quite specific, and quite precise in positing the end of the 70th week in AD 70. So thank you again. I'll see you in the next video.